Today on Take 5, Rich States, Poor States. It's a dismal report for Oregon. That's our topic on Take 5. I'm Lori Robb.
You know, this book is all about how to make your state more competitive. We're in our fourth edition now.
We are speaking with co-author of the annual report, Jonathan Williams, who's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Fox Business News, and on PBS. He stopped by our KBND studios recently to talk about Rich States, Poor States, which is actually a takeoff on Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah, we joked that we had to rename this Poor States, Poor States over the last couple of years because of the economic downturn and all the states in huge red ink in terms of their budgets.
We're, of course, wondering how Oregon ranks with all the other states.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Unfortunately, Oregon fell once again in our economic outlook ranking, which is basically, it's based on 15 equally weighted factors, taxes, regulation, and labor policy. And Oregon fell once again and now is in the bottom 10. 43rd out of the 50 states, much of that due to the recent income tax increases with the initiatives 66 and 67 that passed a couple of years ago.
And when you say Oregon fell, do you remember what ranking it was before?
It was 41, and then previously it was in the 30s. So, I mean, we have seen a pretty continuous decline in the overall competitiveness ranking, which is quite disturbing. And to be among the likes of New York and California and Illinois is not a group of states that you want to be around these days.
When we come back, Williams will have some tips for Oregon on how to turn things around. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 as we talk with national author Jonathan Williams about Rich States, Poor States.
I think if you were to focus on three of the 15 variables that are most important, it's your marginal tax rates on individual income, marginal tax rates on business income, and your right to work status. And unfortunately, you're number 48 in the first two categories and dead last in being a non-right to work state. So, I mean, in terms of getting the big things right, Oregon is not doing a good job. And I would start by getting rid of the big increases in 66 and 67 and saying that we realize this has been a failure from a revenue perspective. It's a failure in terms of our declining business climate. We need to do something to turn things around in an era of almost 10% unemployment. There has to be some measures taken, and this is what works across the states. States avoiding these type of high tax rates. We talk with businesses across the country. Many of them, as they look to expand their operations or possibly move, they said they will not even consider a state unless it's a right-to-work state. That's a check yes or no box for them that if you fall into the forced labor climate state, you're not going to be in the competition for new jobs and new business. And that's it's a big factor. I mean, we have this whole case where now you followed the Boeing case, you know, going from Washington to South Carolina for lower labor costs, the National Labor Relations Board obviously trying to interfere. But that's one of the big reasons they're leaving is South Carolina, right to work state, lower labor costs. That's just one of the big examples, but there's many, many across the board.
What are the top states? What's 1, 2, and 3, and what are they doing right?
Well, Utah is number one for the fourth year in a row. We have South Dakota at number two, and my home state of Virginia now at number three. So there's quite a bit of geographical diversity there in terms of the states that are getting things right. Some people would say, well, it's only because of the nice weather and beaches that states are doing well, tourism and that type of thing. And it's absolutely wrong. I mean, you look at California has lost 1.5 million Californians over the last decade on net, and it's not going to gain a congressional seat for the first time since 1850. Hawaii has lost population 6 out of the last 10 years. It's not the weather that matters, folks. It's the tax climate, it's the cost of doing business, and it's about job creation. And Utah has created a very predictable tax system. They have a 5% flat tax on income for both businesses and individuals, which is an extremely attractive place. They have gotten their pension system under control, which threatens, you know, pretty much every state out there as their unfunded liabilities and public pension plans.
National author Jonathan Williams, our guest today on Take 5. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News.